I love that song. You wouldn't think you'd hear that in a church. But yet, why not? Only you can make this change in me. Only you can make the darkness light. I used to drive a truck, and I'd hear that song on the radio, and I'd just start lifting my voice and singing it to God. I remember that song when I was on a little 45 record, and I had the little plastic thing that went in the center. Records. That's one of those vinyl things. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We love worshiping you. What an awesome God. A lot of us can look back at where we were, where we came from, where you brought us from, the changes you made in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We love you this morning, Lord. And Lord, we want to learn from your word. We want you to speak to our hearts. Open up heaven for us, Lord, please. Open your word so that we can receive it. Touch your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The 150th Psalm, the last Psalm. Praise ye the Lord, because that is what it comes down to, isn't it? Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. You know, it sounds like we're supposed to get excited about it, aren't we? We're kind of supposed to get lost in it. Lost in it so much that we forget everything else that's going on around us. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I guess it's just those that are breathing, right? And if they don't praise the Lord, Jesus said in Luke 19:39-40, well, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would cry out immediately. You want to get showed up by a rock? Immediately. Because he will be praised. He is worthy to be praised. When do we praise the Lord? When he gives us reason to? When we feel like it? Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, given thanks to his name. The sacrifice of praise. You know what that tells me? That tells me, especially when I don't feel like it. Praise the Lord. In Acts 16:20-25, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. It's talking about Paul and Silas, by the way. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. The chains fell off. The doors were open. That's what praising God does for us. I'm going to talk a little bit about a lady in the Bible, and I've talked about her a couple times before, but I really like her story. I like her attitude. You can see God working in her. Her name was Leah. She had a sister named Rachel. She was given, Rachel was given in marriage to Jacob. But she was the younger, so on the night, the wedding night, a switch was made. Because, you know, they wear the veil and that, and it's hard to tell who it is, and they didn't have the lights on, I guess. But Leah was the substituted, because she was the oldest. She should be married first, according to her father. Yeah, Jacob got to marry Rachel, too. But that caused a rivalry, and that caused a problem between the two of them. Poor Leah. You know, she didn't ask for it. She didn't. She just wanted her husband. She wanted her husband's love. She started having children. Rachel didn't for a while. Rachel was barren. Rachel was, the Bible calls her beautiful. Leah, King James Version calls her tender-eyed. It literally means, according to J. Vernon McGee, it means cow-eyed. So I guess she had kind of droopy eyes or something. So she wasn't the striking beauty that her sister was. Charm is deceitful, but beauty is passing, it says in Proverbs. As I said, she started in a rivalry. A rivalry started between her and her sister. But she had a son. She named him Reuben. Names mean, they still do. Names have significance and they have meanings. Reuben means see a son. First Genesis 29:32, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. She's not asking for too much, is she? So she bare another son, Simeon. That means hearing. Genesis 29:33, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard, I was hated. He hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. She had a third son named Levi. That means joined. Genesis 29:34, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. What is first and foremost on her mind? Her husband, yeah. Her need. The awful trick that fate had played on her. You know, it's interesting. She disguised herself as her sister and deceived Jacob in a tent. A few years before that, what did Jacob do? He's disguised himself as his brother and deceived their father in a tent. We reap what we sow. She had another son. She named him Judah. Judah means praise. Genesis 29:35, and she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, "Now will I praise the Lord." Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. She would eventually have two more, and then her nurse would have two children. Rachel's nurse would have two children, and then Rachel finally had two children. Anyway, getting back to Leah, son number one. Because the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Son number two, because the Lord has heard I was hated. Son number three, now this time my husband will be joined unto me. She thought the sons that she bore would win Jacob's love. That was very important back in those days. Children, especially sons. Son number four, now I will praise the Lord. What happened? Did she figure something out? Or maybe she had an encounter with God and she realized who he was. Praise. As Strong's number 3034 in Hebrew is Yadah, not to be confused with Yada, which means no. Yadah means revere, worship, worship with extended hands. Confess, praise, give thanks. You know, it's interesting. I like looking up first mentions of words. Anybody know where the first time the word afraid occurs in the Bible? Genesis chapter 3. We heard you. And so we hid ourselves because we were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because of sin. Blood. The first time the word blood appears in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel. The blood was shed. Innocent blood was shed. That might make you think of someone else who shed his innocent blood. Innocent blood was shed. By his brother. The word come. First time we see the word come in the Bible, it's in Genesis chapter 7. Come into the ark. It's an invitation. That's the way God wants to deal with us. Come to me. Jesus used that word many times. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The word worship. Anybody know where that occurs first in the Bible? Genesis 22, where Abraham said to his servants, "You stay here. The lad and I are going to go yonder and worship, and we'll come back." What were they going to do? They were going so he could offer his son as a sacrifice because God told him to. Worship is sometimes not doing what you or doing something you don't want to do. Love. This one I find really interesting because the first time love occurs in the Bible, it's also in Genesis 22. Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go offer him as a sacrifice unto me. So love, the first time it occurs, is talking about a father that has to kill his son. What does that remind you of? Jesus. praise. The first mention of the word praise, of course, is this incident here, or this this account of Leah. How is she using this word? Now I will praise the Lord. What is she really saying? She's saying, in spite of my problems, in spite of my disappointment, in spite of my mistreatment, in spite of my hurt, I will praise the Lord. As I mentioned in Hebrews 13:15, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now I will praise the Lord, she said. Now. After she figured something out, or after God had dealt with her, or after God convinced her. Praise. There is a king in the Bible who is a godly king. His name is Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles 20, we see the he was the king of the southern kingdom, Judah. But we see they were being attacked by Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. That's Lot's two sons, by the way, and Esau's descendants. And he went to the Lord and he prayed. And he said, O Lord, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Listen to the appeal that he makes to the Lord. Aren't you God in heaven? And don't you rule over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as a sore judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, because they were close relatives. Everybody over there is related, by the way. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. That's beautiful. We don't have the strength, Lord, but we're looking to you. Does God need to be reminded of all the things that Jehoshaphat reminded him of? No. But yet that's the way we're supposed to pray. We're supposed to pray his promises. What does praise do in the spiritual realm? Jehoshaphat took his troops out to battle. And the instructions that they were given was you put the singers and the musicians in the front and you march towards the enemy. Who does that? See that in the John Wayne movie you watched the other night? Yeah, let's put the singers in the front. Some singers deserve to be put in the front. You guys remember when I led worship up here, right? That's right. That's right. Joyful. So what happened? They're singing praises to God, singing of the beauty of his holiness. And the enemy, it confused the enemy so much they killed each other off. Because the enemy can't exist in our praise. God lives in our praise. Years ago on a Good Friday, it was Easter Sunday, it was in Chicago. And this church had some gay activists come in to disrupt the service. And they're throwing things around and they're creating quite a disruption. And the pastor just stopped everything and they just started singing praise songs. And those people left. Getting back to Leah and Rachel, in Genesis 35:16-20, it talks about they journeyed. They're coming back into the promised land. And Rachel died at Bethlehem, and Jacob buried her there. She died in childbirth, giving birth to Benjamin. In Genesis 49:29-31, this kind of sums everything up. So Jacob's getting ready to die himself. And it says, and he charged them and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. She won. She won the rivalry with her sister. Bury me where Leah is. Praise changes things. It changes us. What do you have to praise God for today? Everything. Even if we can't think of anything, we do it anyway, don't we? Because that laughs at our problems. Thumbs our nose at our problems. Because what's really the important thing? The important thing is having God in your life. Bury me where I buried Leah. Lord, thank you. Lord, be with your people today. Keep us safe. Keep us close to you. Guard our focus, Lord, please. Help us to guard our focus, but we need your help. May our minds be stayed on you, because you will keep us in perfect peace. And Lord, I pray that you bring us back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service.